A new report published on Wednesday by Jesuit Refugee Services, or JRS, says European governments actively hinder refugee arrivals, and these deplorable types of practices are rapidly becoming the norm throughout Asia and Africa as well. As the world prepares to commemorate the anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, JRS urges states to respond swiftly to all migrants and refugees in distress at sea and offer them access to asylum procedures to determine whether they are in need of international protection. It also calls for states to end the practice of forcibly removing migrants to third countries where their human rights cannot be effectively protected. Philip Amaral is the Advocacy and Communications Officer for JRS Europe. I began by asking him what evidence they have that many European governments are actively hindering refugee arrivals.
Well, our main concern is that European Union policy at the borders and in relation to how they assess migrants who are coming to Europe kind of neglect the real protection needs that people have. For example, in 2008, Italy began pushing back boatloads of migrants in the Mediterranean Sea to Libya. Many of these persons were sub-Saharan Africans who were fleeing Libya for genuine protection reasons. They were being persecuted, and the state of Italy was pushing them back on the high seas, back to danger, back to persecution, knowing that many of the people on these boats, including pregnant women and children, had protection needs, and they didn't assess their needs, they didn't bring them onto Italian shores, they just turned them around. This is emblematic of our major concern, that in European Union policies, in their relations with countries that are bordering Europe, that there is no oversight into how refugees are treated and how their rights can be respected.
Right, this is one example, but are there others?
What I would say, for example, in the European Union, there is a law in the way that member states assign responsibility to themselves for examining asylum applications. This is a problem for the Jesuit Refugee Service and for refugees, because in member states throughout the European Union, not every asylum system is the same. So you have the case in Greece where the asylum system has been in total disarray, where people have been detained in abhorrent conditions, and refugees or potential refugees are sent back to Greece under this law. And we have seen through many reports, even by the European Union, that people who are returned to Greece do not have access to protection. So this is also a question of not only sending people back outside of the European Union into danger, but it's also sending people to European Union countries where asylum systems are in total disarray and dysfunctional, where they cannot get their protection needs met.
And is this a growing problem?
There have been steps that have been made to remedy the situation. So in Greece, for example, they have passed a new asylum law, and they are trying to improve their systems in the European Union as a whole. The European Commission, for example, has proposed new laws to improve the asylum systems across Europe. These new laws could have a chance at improving protection for asylum seekers and refugees. These are positive steps, but these are only steps at the moment that haven't been implemented into law. So what's needed is for European Union governments take definitive action into reaffirming their commitment to providing protection to refugees that come to Europe. It's really a long-standing history of providing protection, and it's not something that European governments should throw overboard.
And what about the problem of those refugees who are effectively stateless? Is that too a growing problem?
Statelessness is a growing problem. In the world, there are about 12 million people who are stateless. They grow up in extreme poverty. They are denied basic rights and services, access to education and health, because they frequently lack identity documents, and not to their own fault. So this is a problem because even for those who are genuine refugees, they have a hard time being recognized as refugees because states cannot prove where they are coming from and which nationality they have. This essentially is an important blanket of protection that they don't have, which really makes their situation different to other types of refugees.
There says the Dublin Regulation, which is an EU law intended to determine the responsibility of which member state for examining an asylum application. But this rests, you say, on the misguided assumption that asylum systems are the same everywhere. I mean, what sort of problems is this throwing up for refugees? Are they being sort of batted back and forth between member states?
I will tell you a story about one man who tried to find protection in Europe. He first entered Hungary and then went onwards to Belgium to be with his uncle, who was living in Belgium for a decade or so. This man has genuine protection needs. Because of the Dublin Regulation, he was sent from Belgium back to Hungary, because that's the country where he first entered. But in Hungary, he found no protection. They did not grant him access to a fair asylum procedure. And he actually had to resort to using human traffickers to get to Belgium, paying about 8,000 euros, which was his life savings. He was transferred from Belgium to Hungary 2-3 times. Eventually, he came back to Belgium and was given a refugee status. Now, the question to ask is, why wasn't he just given refugee status in Belgium, where his family was located? Why was there a need to transfer him to a country at the borders of the European Union who demonstratively does not have a fair asylum procedure?
When you've talked to refugees themselves and they, you know, tell you about their experiences, what kind of feedback do you get? Is there a lot of surprise and perhaps even bitterness about how sometimes they are treated?
There is a great deal of shock, of disbelief when refugees come to Europe and they face a law like the Dublin Regulation. We must realize that people understand or perceive Europe as being a place of protection. And this is based on truth. Europe for many decades has provided protection to refugees from around the world. But when they come to Europe and find that they cannot choose where to apply for refugee status in the country of their choice, could be where their family is staying, it could be where they share a common language. When they see that they are put into detention centers, locked up like criminals, in countries where asylum procedures are completely or nearly dysfunctional, there is a huge amount of shock. Refugees have told us that they feel like banana crates being transferred back and forth as a result of this Dublin Regulation.
And presumably, as the global economic crisis bites harder with all these austerity measures having to be adopted, it's making it even more difficult for these refugees to find a welcome when they do eventually make it to Europe's shores.
That's right. Unfortunately, one of the first victims of situations like we experience now with an economic crisis is the people who are most vulnerable in our societies. But really, this is another fundamental principle of Europe that we cannot forget just when times are tough, that there are the most vulnerable in our society, and in this case, we're talking about refugees, people who have the same protection needs as everybody else, as citizens of the European Union, people who have fled persecution, war, and human rights violations, people who have been separated from their families, who only want to seek for themselves protection. They're not looking for handouts. They come to Europe with the intention of working, paying taxes, and acting as any other citizen would. They only need to receive the assurance of legal protection, safety for themselves and for their family.
I was speaking to Philip Amaral, Advocacy and Communications Officer for JRS Europe.